Today's reading begins in Jeremiah chapter 20, verse 1. Jeremiah 20, verse 1. Now Pashur the priest, the son of Immer, who was chief officer in the house of the Lord, heard Jeremiah prophesying these things. Then Pashur beat Jeremiah the prophet and put him in the stocks that were in the upper Benjamin gate of the house of the Lord. The next day, when Pashur released Jeremiah from the stocks, Jeremiah said to him, "The Lord does not call your name Pashur, but terror on every side. For thus says the Lord, Behold, I will make you a terror to yourself and to all your friends. They shall fall by the sword of their enemies while you look on, and I will give Judah into the hand of the king of Babylon. He shall carry them captive to Babylon, and shall strike them down with the sword. Moreover, I will give all the wealth of the city, all its gains, and all its prized belongings, and all the treasures of the kings of Judah into the hand of their enemies, who shall plunder them, and seize them, and carry them to Babylon. And you, Pashur, and all who dwell in your house, shall go into captivity. To Babylon you shall go, and there you shall die, and there you shall be buried, you and all your friends, to whom you have prophesied falsely. O Lord, you have deceived me, and I was deceived. You are stronger than I, and you have prevailed. I have become a laughingstock all the day. Everyone mocks me. For whenever I speak, I cry out, I shout violence and destruction. For the word of the Lord has become for me a reproach and derision all day long. If I say, I will not mention him or speak any more in his name, there is in my heart as it were a burning fire shut up in my bones, and I am weary with holding it in, and I cannot. For I hear many whispering, Terror is on every side. Denounce him, let us denounce him. Say all my close friends watching for my fall, Perhaps he will be deceived. Then we can overcome him and take our revenge on him. But the Lord is with me as a dread warrior, therefore my persecutors will stumble. They will not overcome me. They will be greatly shamed, for they will not succeed. Their eternal dishonor will never be forgotten. O Lord of hosts, who tests the righteous, who sees the heart and the mind, let me see your vengeance upon them, for to you I have committed my cause. Sing to the Lord, praise the Lord, for he has delivered the life of the needy from the hand of evildoers. Cursed be the day on which I was born, the day when my mother bore me, let it not be blessed. Cursed be the man who brought the news to my father, a son is born to you, making him very glad. Let that man be like the cities that the Lord overthrew without pity. Let him hear a cry in the morning and an alarm at noon, because he did not kill me in the womb, so my mother would have been my grave, and her womb forever great. Why did I come out from the womb to see toil and sorrow and spend my days in shame? This is the word that came to Jeremiah from the Lord, when King Zedekiah sent to him Pashur, the son of Malchiah, and Zephaniah the priest, the son of Messiah, saying, Inquire of the Lord for us, for Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, is making war against us. Perhaps the Lord will deal with us according to all his wonderful deeds, and will make him withdraw from us. Then Jeremiah said to them, Thus you shall say to Zedekiah, Thus says the Lord, the God of Israel, Behold, I will turn back the weapons of war that are in your hands, and with which you are fighting against the king of Babylon and against the Chaldeans, who are besieging you outside the walls. And I will bring them together into the midst of the city. I myself will fight against you with outstretched hand and strong arm, in anger and in fury and in great wrath. And I will strike down the inhabitants of this city, both man and beast. They shall die of a great pestilence. Afterward, declares the Lord, I will give Zedekiah, king of Judah, and his servants, and the people in this city who survived the pestilence, sword, and famine into the hand of Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, and into the hand of their enemies, into the hand of those who seek their lives. He shall strike them down with the edge of the sword. He shall not pity them, or spare them, or have compassion. And to this people you shall say, Thus says the Lord, Behold, I set before you the way of life and the way of death. He who stays in this city shall die by the sword, by famine, and by pestilence. But he who goes out and surrenders to the Chaldeans who are besieging you shall live and shall have his life as a prize for war. For I have set my face against this city for harm and not for good, declares the Lord. It will be given into the hand of the king of Babylon, and he shall burn it with fire. And to the house of the king of Judah, Hear the word of the Lord, O house of David, thus says the Lord. Execute justice in the morning, and deliver from the hand of the oppressors him who has been robbed, lest my wrath go forth like fire, and burn with none to quench it, because of your evil deeds. Behold, I am against you, O inhabitant of the valley, O rock of the plain, declares the Lord. You who say, Who shall come down against us? Or who shall enter our habitations? I will punish you according to the fruit of your deeds, declares the Lord. I will kindle a fire in her forest, and it shall devour all that is round her. Thus says the Lord, go down to the house of the king of Judah, and speak this word, and say, Hear the word of the Lord, O king of Judah, who sits on the throne of David, you and your servants and your people who enter these gates. Thus says the Lord, do justice and righteousness, and deliver from the hand of the oppressors him who has been robbed. And do no wrong or violence to the resident alien, the fatherless, and the widow, nor shed innocent blood in this place. For you will indeed obey this word, then there shall enter the gates of this house kings who sit on the throne of David, riding in chariots and on horses, they and their servants and their people. But if you will not obey these words, I swear by myself, declares the Lord, that this house shall become a desolation. For thus says the Lord concerning the house of the king of Judah, You are like Gilead to me, like the summit of Lebanon, yet surely I will make you a desert and uninhabited city. I will prepare destroyers against you, each with his weapons, and they shall cut down your choicest cedars and cast them into the fire. And many nations will pass by this city, and every man will say to his neighbor, Why has the Lord dealt thus with this great city? And they will answer, Because they have forsaken the covenant of the Lord their God, and worshipped other gods, and served them. Weep not for him who is dead, nor grieve for him, but weep bitterly for him who goes away, for he shall return no more to see his native land. In our last reading, we had Jeremiah standing in the court of the Lord's house, prophesying to the people. Today's reading began with the priest there named Pashur, chief officer, heard him prophesying these things, and beat him and locked him up. Quite a strong reaction, especially from a priest, toward a prophet that is simply delivering the word of the Lord. But it was indicated during this reading that this is one of the priests who were giving false prophecy. And so because of this, the Lord judges him. And Jeremiah gives a lament here in verses 7 through 18. And the end of this contains Jeremiah saying things that we would attribute more naturally to Job. Cursed be the day on which I was born, the day when his mother bore him. I think some of this is prompted by his persecution, but I think also that Jeremiah doesn't like being the one delivering this particular word, constantly telling the people how they're going to be taken into captivity. It's not meaning that Jeremiah is against the judgment of the Lord, but simply that he laments that it's going to happen, that it's reached this point. Chapter 21 starts a section of the book of Jeremiah in which these prophecies are aimed directly at the Davidic kingship, the house of David, speaking of this inevitable judgment that is coming upon Judah and the city of Jerusalem. They have failed to uphold the standards that God had for his king. And I say that intentionally, his king. They are his people, and the king was supposed to be like David was, which was to point everybody toward the Lord. But instead, they have strayed very far indeed, leading the people to do the same. Now we're beginning to also see Nebuchadnezzar named, Babylon named as the one that was going to destroy the city. Babylon was a mighty nation indeed, but the Lord indicates that that was his instrument of judgment against Judah. We also see in chapter 22 there is this urging of Zedekiah to repent and to go back to the standard that God expected for those that would lead his people. Remember that his father was Josiah, so he had some knowledge of what God would expect. There's also an indication that despite their departure from the will of the Lord, they still thought the Lord would rescue them. And of course, Jeremiah delivers that message that no, God would actually fight against them. They could no longer just call themselves Judah and the people of God and expect that was enough. That concludes our reading. Please continue in prayer that God may be with us all.